Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Richard Lee, who's International Sales Director at DevClever. How are you today, Richard?
Morning, Zach. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
First things first, you've just joined Dev, which is an ed tech company and a career advisory company, I suppose. What did you see in the opportunity?
Well, I am indeed just 3 weeks in, Zach, actually, but I've been aware of DevClever for well over a year now. In my previous roles in Lenovo, I actually onboarded DevClever as part of our VR clustering solutions kit in North America. So I'm well aware of them. I'm very familiar with the leadership team and have worked with them very successfully to onboard DevClever as part of the Lenovo partnership, really. So that's where I've come from. And as I say, I'm 3 weeks in and thoroughly enjoying it.
And what's the relationship, if one can ask that question, between Lenovo and DevClever and I suppose even Viative, your other partner?
Yeah, they are strategic partners of DevClever's. As I say, I've been with Lenovo since Lenovo actually bought the IBM PC business. And so that's at least 15 years and with IBM for a long time before that. And my role in Lenovo was as a business development manager for education solutions. And in that role, I found DevClever as a potential UK and global partner and onboarded them to deliver their careers solution, specifically Launch Your Career and Victor, as part of the Lenovo VR Classroom Kit, the second iteration of which was launched in North America earlier this year. And we are looking at opportunities way beyond that territory, both in DevClever's existing UK territory and, as I say, in North America, where Lenovo have already launched the VR Classroom Kit with Victor, that's DevClever's VR careers solution, as an integral part of that. And Viative are another strategic partner of Lenovo. They are a content partner as well. So their specifically STEM modules are also included as part of the VR Classroom Kit. So you have Lenovo as delivering a VR solution into K-12. And as part of that, DevClever and Viative are content partners. So that's kind of how the strategic relationship works, Sam.
Right. And talking turkey, talking business, COVID has obviously made, you know, we've had the homeschooling hell that we had a few months ago. Clearly, there's the virtual education and that kind of thing is very much in people's minds. But in terms of business, how much is that, has COVID accelerated the DevClever offering, and how much opportunity is there now for DevClever to monetize the way that, you know, the changed environment that we have?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's been an incredibly challenging period in ed tech, but there are opportunities, unfortunately, that have come out of this situation. And I think one of the impacts that we've seen, talking to our customers in both in the UK and in our North American territories, is they've seen that to an extent, pupils at key stages of their education have kind of perforce really being dragged away a little bit from pursuing their careers and looking at that aspect of their life. The emphasis has been very much on distance learning, on delivering devices to students so they can stay engaged in their education. And what we want to do is obviously be part of that, but also ensure that students are still considering the very important aspects of their future development, their paths towards appropriate careers, and the DevClever solutions, Launch Your Career and Victor, enable that very effectively. So we're trying to engage at all levels, really, but in particular with students at the key stage where they're looking at tailoring their education to best meet their career aspirations, really.
Right, and you're providing software as a service to schools and other educational institutions. Who's paying for this? How keen are they on paying? What's the traction and what's the outlook on all that? Because clearly, yeah, you know, you're all dressed up. You're in the perfect environment for your product. It's become more perfect since March, let's say. What's the timeline on orders and business and transactions?
Yeah, I mean, we have a strong revenue stream anyway in DevClever from other aspects of our if you like, our non-educate part of the business. But within the educate part of the business, we've been delivering a strong revenue stream from our UK market for a significant period of time now. So both in education and in other verticals, actually related verticals, we've delivered strong revenue. Our revenue stream from North America is now on board. As I mentioned earlier on, the Lenovo VR classroom solution is now shipping. Victor, our VR part of our solution, is delivered with every single VR headset that Lenovo delivers. So we're seeing a revenue, strong revenue stream from there. And we're also targeting specific state-based opportunities in North America as well. So we have a project that we're delivering with one particular state in North America where we see a strong revenue stream going forward with multiple licenses of Launch Your Career, where we're looking to deliver those, as I say, in a specific state. And that will be the first of many of these projects that we're going to deliver. So strong revenue stream in UK, very strong prospects with our Lenovo partnership in North America, where we deliver with every VR classroom kit in both the US and Canada, and other territories we're looking at with Lenovo as well. And as I say, also state-specific opportunities that we're looking to develop use cases for, particularly in education, but we're also looking at other revenue streams as well. So we've actually partnered with both in the UK with a regional police force and in North America with a juvenile detention centre where they're looking to use Victor to try and re-engage with what you might call disenfranchised people, to try and you know, get them back on a career track. So not just in the education sector, but in other sort of related verticals, we're starting to see some really good traction.
So it ties in a bit with Boris Johnson's recent sort of speech about trying to get people into a new career post-COVID, getting their A-levels and their degrees and other things like that, diplomas and all that sort of thing. So you can choose to be a hairdresser and get that course, and you can, you know, I mean, you have all that thing going on. Hairdressers, obviously, yeah. For myself, but that kind of thing that you that's all, there's an engagement there with the institutions concerned.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So this is a really good point, actually. So this is a kind of a push-pull scenario, if you like. So we are engaging at the school level, but we're also engaging with potential employers, with further education, higher education establishments as well, so that they can deliver their input, if you like. So we're looking to engage with students and also to engage with potential employers and further educational establishments as part of our Launch Your Career platform. So, yeah, very much so.
So everybody, you're selling water to a thirsty man. Everybody understands it. They're happy to pay the subscription, whatever it is, X amount a month. No problem with that. And it's a sticky business, et cetera. So it's, once they're in, they're going to stay in. You know, it's that kind of business.
It is that way. And we're very confident that once, in particular, educational establishments see the value of Launch Your Career as a mechanism to engage students, but also to enable careers advisors to track, monitor, group, and even tailor the education to suit the personality needs of the students, then we're very confident that, it is a sticky proposition. And the revenue stream, as I say, is looking strong now in our developed territories, specifically UK and North America. But with our strategic partner, Viative, we're also looking at other markets as well. I see, as I say, as relatively new to the DevClever business, but being very well aware of their strength and the traction in this industry, I'm extremely confident of the way forward, and the leadership team that we have is really engaged on this as well. So,
and the margin 70% plus, is that a correct figure?
Yeah, that's probably in line with what I'm seeing so far. Yeah, we've got strong margins. And as I say, that along with the stream that we're seeing in our existing territories is making me extremely confident about the future.
And just to finish off, there was a bit of a windfall, but $1.2 million from a couple of impact assessment studies that you're going to carry out. Is there more mileage in that?
Yeah, there are. I mean, this actually relates, the impact assessment relates to something I referenced a little earlier on, Zach, when I talked about a specific state they're working with in North America and a project that we're doing and a campaign that we're running to engage there. So, yeah, we see a kind of rinse and repeat scenario here. And we've already gained, as I say, a lot of success in a specific state where we're working on a project here. But we see that being replicated, not just in our, as I say, in the territories where we're engaged at the moment, but in other regions and other countries as well.
Okay, and just obviously today there was the good news that Mr. Chris Akers has topped up his stake in your in your company up to 9%. Clearly, he's a helpful shareholder.
Yes, it's all good news, and yeah, it's very gratifying to see that people have got the same level of confidence that I now have, as you can tell, in the company that I've known for some considerable amount of time, but I've been with just for a few short weeks now. So yeah, it's very gratifying to see that level of confidence, and as I say, I'm extremely happy to be as a part of the Dev Clever team now and driving the business both in the UK and other territories as well, Zach. So yeah, it's a really exciting time for Dev Clever.
Richard Lee, International Sales Director at DevClever, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.